我们上一次讲到什么地方？
Where did we stop last?
罗马书第几章？
Roman chapter
第几章？第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们今天要开始讲第五章。
Tonight we want to begin to start on chapter 5.
要把先第四章最后几节再念一下，温习一下，来进到第五章。
But then we'll review the last few verses of chapter 4.
我们先念第四章第二十二节。
Verse 22,
一直到二十五节
till 25,
然后呢再念第五章。
Then chapter 5 will go.
我先读第四章二十二到二十五。所以这就算为他的义，算他为义的这句话不是单为他写的，也是为我们将来的算为义之人写的，就是我们这信上帝使我们的主耶稣基督从死里复活的人。耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。第五章第一到第五节一同开声来读，一同读，一二三。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与上帝和好，我们又借着他因信的进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜的盼望上帝的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将上帝的爱浇灌在我们的心里。我们读经就到这个地方。
We start reading here.
我们这一次低头祷告。
One more time we pray.
请李博士再为我们祷告。
父神，我们来到你面前，感谢你把这话语向我们阐明。我们感谢主，你求主今天晚上再一次透过圣灵把这话语很清楚地向我们讲解明，以致我们能够进入你的真理当中。我们真恳求主，这样的正道能够影响我们生命，以致我们生命能够影响我们的生活。再次恭敬把这仆人交托，求主再一次使用的仆人透过他，能够把这真道向我们来讲解的清楚。这样祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿们，
阿们。我们上一次思想到亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Last session we say that Abraham is the faith, the father of faith.
他的信使他成为义人在神的面前。
It is because of his faith that God credited him as righteous.
亚伯拉罕对上帝的信为什么可以成为万世万代的榜样呢？
The faith of Abraham, how can it be the example for all generations?
亚伯拉罕的信心跟当时所有的人，所有不同的宗教的人，他们的信仰是完全不一样。
Because his faith is so different as compared to the faith of all other people in at the time.
亚伯兰的时代，所有的宗教都是信假神、信偶像、信人所造的那些菩萨的时候。
The contemporary of Abraham, they all believe in the idols, the man make idols.
亚伯兰信独一的上帝。
But he believed only God.
亚伯兰对神的信心是建立在神对他所启示的话语上。
And his faith is built up.Upon the word that God revealed.
这样这就成为所有对神有信心的人一个最好的榜样。
So that to all those who have faith in God, he is the example.
因为信道是从听到来。
Because to believe comes from listening.
我们不能凭着自己对自己的自信心的这种信转移到对上帝的面前。
We cannot through the self-confidence we have in ourselves to turn into faith to God.
你信，你信。
You believe and you believe.
你信一定会成就。
You believe and you produce the result.
你信你的病就会好。
You believe you'll be healed.
这种信心不是亚伯兰的信心。
This is not faith, this is not faith of Abraham.
这是对自我自信心的信心。
This is the belief to our own self-confidence.
Faith to our own confidence is not the faith in God.
我们对自我信心那种的信心，不是我们对神那种的信心。
对神的信心是在神的话语里面建立起来。
Because the faith towards God is that you build it upon the word of God.
对神的信心不是在被造的之物里面的自我的自信里面产生。
Our faith towards God is not something whereby we build it upon our self-understanding which is created.
Not believe in our created self-confidence.这样呢，我们对神的信心应当像亚伯兰的信心。
So our faith then to God must be like the faith of Abraham.
亚伯兰对神讲话，这就是亚伯兰。神对亚伯兰讲话，就是亚伯兰对神回应有信心的一个基础。
And God speak to Abraham, that becomes the foundation for Abraham to have faith in God.
要不然的时代没有信，没有圣经。
In Abraham's time, there's no Bible.
但有神的一句话，他就对神信一句；神的两句话，他就信两句。
So for every statement that comes from God, he believes every one of it.
我们没有看见亚伯兰与神辩论。
We do not see the Abraham argue with God.
我们没有看见亚伯兰在困境中间说神啊，为什么？
We do not see that in difficulty. Ask God, God, why?
这个马丁路德说 ，The true believers, they are not wise in their hearts.
这个马丁路德说，真正的信者在他的心里面没有疑问，
在我们内心深处许多时候怀疑，为什么上帝这样？为什么上帝那样？亚伯兰说，神啊。你所做的尽都是好的。
Deep in heart, many times we doubt the wise that God do this and do that, but in Abraham, he said everything that God does is good.
那么亚伯兰所信的上帝是一位怎样的上帝呢
？So the God that Abraham believed in, what kind of God is he?
今天有许多人信的上帝是像圣诞老人分礼物的那种上帝。
Today, a lot of people believe in God who is just like a Santa Claus who gives gifts at Christmas time.
今天许多人所信的上帝就像对关公。对其他的菩萨有求必应，只要恩典的那种信仰。
Today a lot of people believe in God whereby He gives everything that you ask.
亚伯兰的信心不是如此。
But such is not the faith of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝。
And the God that Abraham believed in
是叫死人复活的上帝。
It causes the dead to arise from dead.
是死物变有的上帝。
And creates something out of nothing.
所以这是亚伯兰信仰的两大范围。
And these are two areas of Abraham's belief and faith.
这个两大道范围都不是在他自己生命里面。
And these two realms are not in his own life.
这两大范围都是神伟大的工作的范围里面。
But rather it is in the created God, created word of God.
他说信的上帝是做工的上帝。
Because the God that Abraham believed in is the one who works.
神所做的工是神自己的工作。
And God works his own deed.
这样神的工作有最大的几个范围是什么呢
？So the word of God, what kind of two big areas?
神是创造者。
He is a creator.
除了神之外，没有创造者。
Other than God, there's no other creator.
神是赐生命者。
God is the one who is giver of life.
除了神之外，没有生命的源头。
Other than Him, there's no source of life.
所以当创造与赐生命这两大工作成为亚伯兰对神信心的范围的时候
，So when creation and life become the two big areas of Abraham's faith,
上帝看亚伯兰信心是真正的信心。
God see Abraham's faith is true faith,
因为他认识他的神是怎样做工的神。
Because he know how that his God works.
那么这两样工作延伸出来
，And when these two areas are being extended,
神与被造界之间的关系
，And that become the relationship of God and the creature.
第二
，The second,
神与按照他形象样子被造的人的生命之间的关系。
And also the relationship of God as compared to those who are created after His image.
像神是自然界的主宰。
So God is a God of nature.
神是人生命的主宰。
God also is the God of man's life.
神使物变有。
And He causes something out of nothing.
这就是创造的大功。
And that is the work of creation.
神起死回生。
And God causes dead to be alive.
这就是救赎的大功。
And that's a saving work.
而神相信这是神对他启示讲话，所以他才信的。所以这就变成第三个大功。启示之功
and the third big area is the area of revelation because we believe what God says.
So the work of God comprises the first creation, the second redemption, and the third revelation. 创造、救赎、启示，大家说一、二、三，创造、救赎、启示。亚伯兰信这位上帝，这种信仰就成了我们每一个人信仰。都应当归从的范围。
And Abraham believes this is God, and this God should also be the object of our belief.
如果神是你的创造主
，If God is your creator,
那你应当知道他是你的源头，他是你的这个主宰。
Then you should know that He is your Lord and He is your source.
如果主也是救赎主的话
，If He is also your Redeemer,
那么你知道他应当要审判你。他的恩典借着耶稣的救赎使我们脱离灭亡的命运
Then you know that he would judge you and by the grace of Jesus Christ we are being saved from judgment
如果你知道神是你的启示者
If you know that God is a revealer
那你知道真理同智慧的源头不是别的来源只有从神而来的
You know that truth and wisdom has only one source that's God himself
亚伯兰信上帝 就算为他的义的。
Abraham believed in God and is credited as his righteousness.
那么从第四章我们看到好几次提到，不是单单为他，也是为我们。
And from chapter 4 we see that not only for him but also for us.
是因信称义的道理，从亚伯拉罕直到在基督里面产生信仰的人，都是行得通的。
So the doctrine of justification by faith not only from Abraham but down there it comes also to us through Jesus Christ.
那我们在耶稣基督里面，我们对上帝的信仰是怎样的内容？
So in Jesus Christ, what kind of content that we have in our faith?
我们相信上帝是事无变有的上帝。
We believe that God is the one who created ex nihilo.
我们相信上帝是从死把人救到有生命的上帝。
We know that He is the one who caused dead to be alive.
那么基督成为这个信仰真正的根基。
And Christ became the true foundation of this faith.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶稣基督从天上到世界上来。
Because Jesus Christ from heaven, He came to the earth.
使我们在地上这个没有盼望的人，因为他产生了新的盼望。
So we who have no hope upon the earth, in Him is created new hope.
耶稣基督在地上的时候，人把他钉死十字架，上帝使他从死里面复活过来。
When He was still alive, He was being crucified, but then He rose up from death.
神使世人复活，在基督的身上是成为历史上最重要的一个行动。
And the Lord caused the dead to be alive and that upon Jesus Christ become the most important act of him in history.
亚伯拉罕相信上帝能够把世人救到有新生命的地步。
Abraham believed that God can cause those who are dead to be a living being.
但是耶稣基督是真正从死里复活那个信仰真正的对象。
But Christ Jesus is the true object of our faith whereby he is dead and then he was resurrected.
从死里复活的这种信念。
So from this conviction of dead to be alive,
未曾在任何的宗教出现过。
It has not appeared in any other religion.
未曾在孔子思想里面出现过。
It has not appeared in Confucianism.
未曾在道家的观念里面出现过。
Not in Taoism.
未曾在印度教的思想里面出现过。
And not in this Hinduism.
在佛教的观念里面也没有出现过。
And not in Buddhism.
这样在埃及、在巴比伦、在罗马、在希腊的宗教里面都没有复活的观念。
So that in all other regions, whether in Egypt or in Babylon and in the Greek, there is no such concept of resurrection.
但是在亚伯拉罕信仰的传流下来。
But then as the light coming down from Abraham,
我们看见这本圣经一次再一次告诉我们，神使死人复活。
But many times in this Bible, it tells that God is the one who caused the dead to be alive.
前不久我们都纪念耶稣受难同耶稣复活节。
Not long ago, we celebrated Easter.
你要清楚知道，这就是基督教的信仰与所有宗教不同最重要的一点。
You know, that's the most important thing whereby Christianity is different from any other religion.
在旧约的时候，以利亚叫死人复活。
In Old Testament, Elijah caused the dead to life.
以利亚以后又以利沙叫死人复活。
And after that, Elijah also caused the dead to be alive.
这两个先知都曾经叫死掉的人复活。
So these two prophets actually raised the dead to life.
到了以西结的时候
，When it comes to Ezekiel,
上帝把以西结带到旷野里面去。
God brought Ezekiel to the wilderness.
给他建了个大的异象。
And he saw a big vision.
就是那个平原中间的许许多多的枯骨。
That's on the bed that made dry bone.
有神的灵使他们复活过来。
And God's spirit revived them.
这样复活的观念在旧约圣经里慢慢发展成为一个整个民族的信仰。
So this concept of the resurrection from the Old Testament until New Testament become a faith.
到耶稣基督到世界上来的时候。
So when Jesus came to the world,
他超过任何一个先知，他曾经在他的生命中间三次叫死人复活。
He transcended any of the former prophets because he had caused the dead to be alive three times.
以利亚叫一个人复活。
Elijah caused one to be
alive. 以利沙叫一个人复活。
Elijah two.
在耶稣基督以后，保罗叫一个人复活。
And Paul also causes one to be alive.
彼得叫一个人复活。
Peter also caused one to be alive.
但是耶稣基督自己一个人曾经叫过三个人复活。
But Jesus Christ himself resurrected three.
那么这样呢，以这个亚伯兰对上帝的信仰在基督的身上是真正证明出来，神就是这位神。
So of Abraham's faith to God, then in Jesus Christ truly proved that he is the God.
感谢上帝。
Praise
the God who is believed by Abraham is now manifested himself through Jesus Christ.
那亚伯兰所信的那个神在基督里面就显现出来。
耶稣基督对大家说，你们看见我，不是看见我， 乃是看见差我来的上帝。
Jesus Christ said, when you see me, you don't see me because you see the one who sent me.
你们信我的不是信我，乃是信那差我来的上帝。
When you believe in me, you're not believing in me because you believe the one who sent me.
请你注意，耶稣基督是以神的身份叫死人复活。
Jesus actually, as God, he caused the dead to be resurrected.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当以利亚、以利沙、保罗、彼得叫死人复活的时候，
because at the time when Elijah, Elisha, Peter and Paul, when they caused the dead to be alive,
他们都要先向上帝祷告。
They had to pray to God first.
奉耶稣的名。
So in the name of Jesus.
那他们可以叫死人复活。
So they can resurrect the dead.
但耶稣基督不需要这样的一件事。
But Jesus Christ needed not this kind of prayer.
不需要求上帝给他能力。
He did not pray God to give him power.
他不需要奉耶和华的名。
He did not have to pray in the name of Jehovah.
直接以第一个人称的这个地位吩咐死人复活过来。
Standing in the position of first person, he has a dead to be resurrected.
所以耶稣基督是谁呢？
So who is Jesus Christ?
基督不是神，他不可能有这样的权威。
If Jesus is not God, he cannot have this authority and power.
他不但掌握大自然，
and he cannot be in control of the nature.
他不但掌握受造的世界，
nor only that he is control of the created world.
他不但掌握风与海，
and also he is control of the sea and the wind.
他不但掌握人的心，
nor he is controlling our heart.
甚至掌握了生死的问题。
Also, he controls the things of life and death.
亚伯拉罕信的那一位上帝，现在在基督的身上把自己显清楚了。
So the God that Abraham believed in now is being manifested in Jesus Christ Himself.
为这个缘故，保罗在第四章第十六、第十节提到亚伯拉罕的信心之后。
And that's why in chapter 4, verse 16 and 15, after Abraham mentioned about the faith of Abraham,
24-25就提到耶稣基督。
When it comes to verse 24 and 35, it mentions about Jesus.
他这里告诉我们，因信称义的人，就是我们这信上帝使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。
You see that we who believe that Christ Jesus was resurrected from dead.
这样，保罗对上帝的信心跟我们对基督死里复活的信心是变得一致性的一个信心。
So the Paul's faith and also Christ resurrected the faith that he had become consistent with us.
我再次说，保罗，亚伯拉罕对上帝使死人复活的信心，跟我们相信耶稣基督从死里复活的信心，成为一个一致性的信心。
Our faith to God, whereby we believe He can resurrect death from life, as our faith to Christ Jesus, who can resurrect from death to life, is a consistent one.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以我们在基督里面的信仰，
so our faith in Jesus Christ,
就成为真正使我们可以被称为义的信仰。
Causes us to be justified by faith.
亚伯拉罕信上帝是死人复活。
Abraham believed that God will resurrect the dead from life.
我们相信基督从死。
So we believe Jesus Christ rose from dead to life.
基督自己叫人从死里复活。
And Jesus Christ caused the dead to life.
基督自己又从死里复活。
And He Himself resurrected from dead to life.
我们对基督的这样的信心，就与亚伯拉罕的信心是一样。
So our faith to Jesus Christ is the same as Abraham's faith to God.
为这个缘故，
because of that,
如果亚伯拉罕是因信这位上帝被称为义的话，
If Abraham is credited righteous because he believed in this God,
我们就因为这样信耶稣基督，我们也要被称为义。
So also if we believe in Jesus in this manner, we will also be justified.
因为基督的死是与我们有关系的，
because the death of Jesus Christ is related to us.
基督的复活也是与我们有关系，
His resurrection also is related to us.
那么基督的死与我们之间的关系是什么呢？
Then what kind of relationship is that to us?
他说为我们的罪而死。
Die for our sin.
基督的复活是为什么呢？
His resurrection.
为我们被称义而复活。
So that we can be justified.
那么现在我要问，信上帝叫人从死里复活，跟耶稣基督死跟复活对我有关系，怎么把这两件事连起来？
So how can you put these two things together to believe that God can cause the dead to life and to believe Christ rose from the dead?
圣经告诉我们，罪的工价是什么？
The Bible tells us what's the wages of sin, death.
所以死与罪一定是有关系。
So death and sin are related.
上帝叫死人复活。
God causes the dead to life.
你要问为什么人会死呢？
What's that man will die?
人之所以会死，因为人与神的生命隔绝了。
Man will die because man's life is separated from God.
什么东西使人与上帝的生命隔绝？
What's the thing that causes to be separated from God?
就是罪的存在使我们与神的生命隔绝了。
That existence of sin causes to be separated
from God.
所以哪里有罪，结局就是死。
Wherever there is sin, the result is death.
上帝叫死人复活什么意思呢？
So when God calls the dead to be alive, what's the meaning?
就是上帝解决了罪所带来的危机。
So God deal with the problem whereby man is threatened by sin.
上帝把人从罪的果子中间拯救出来，使我们离开罪的刑罚。
From the result of sin, God has saved us so that we can run away from the judgment of sin.
所以将叫死人复活，也就是等于救赎性的事情。
So to cause the dead to be alive is a saving act.
为这个缘故，当我们领受新生命的时候
，So when we receive a new life,
我们就离开死的地位。
When we depart from the position of death,
我们进入新的生命的地位里面
，and enter the position of new life.
这个叫做出死。入生
from dead now to life.
我们根据什么可以离开死的捆绑
？Based on what we can run away from the bondage of death.
我们根据什么可以领受新的生命
？Based on what we can receive the new life.
这样只有一个根据
，There's only one foundation.
就是因为基督为我死，我就与他一同死了。
Because Christ Jesus died for me, I'm dead with him.
因为基督为我复活，我就与他一同复活。
Because Christ Jesus resurrected in for me, so I resurrect together with him.
这样一个信主的人。就是一个与主同死与主同复活的人
So the one who believes the Lord is the one who died with him and resurrected with him
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
基督为我们的过犯而被交给人
And Jesus Christ was committed to the people because of transgressions
基督为我们被称义的缘故从死里复活
And for our this justification he was raised from death
这就是第四章二十五节的意义
This is the meaning of chapter 4 verse 25
现在我们大家在读第四章二十五节我们把它背起来。
Now we read one more time, chapter 4, verse 25, and memorize.
这一节圣经很重要。
It's very important.
我们大家一同来读一、二、三。基督为我们。我再念一次。耶稣被交给 人，是为我们的过犯；复活是为叫我们称义。再一次又去背起来。耶稣被交给 人，是为我们的过犯。复活是为叫我们称义，试看背起来好不好？一、二、三，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。感谢上帝，将基督的死解决了我们的罪的问题。
So the death of Jesus Christ solved our problem of sin.
基督的复活成就了。我们被称义的问题
and also his resurrection accomplished the work for us to be justified
你看我们多么有福气吗
see we are so blessed
亚伯拉罕没有知道也因为耶稣为他死为了复活的这个事情
Abraham did not know this event whereby Jesus would die and resurrected for him
他只知道如果把以撒杀死上帝会叫以撒复活
he only knew that if he would kill Isaac God would cause Isaac from dead to life
但是当天使阻止他杀以撒
but when the angel stopped him from doing that
他就看见有一只的羔羊已经预备来代替他的独生子
he saw that a lamb was prepared to take the place of his only son
是亚伯兰的信心还没有很清楚地看见耶稣基督就是那个为我们死的羔羊
So Abraham's faith have not enabled him to see that Christ Jesus is that lamb
但是神就这样一步一步把这个 progressive revelation 向我们显明出来
A step by step God's revealed to us this progressive revelation
到了新约的时候我们就看得一清二楚了
So when it comes to the New Testament We see so clearly
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
我们今天活在新约的时代
Today we live in the New Testament time
我们清楚知道基督就是那位带我们死的羔羊
Very clearly we see that Christ is the Lamb that substituted in our place
我们应当比亚伯拉罕有更大的信心才对
So we must have a bigger faith as compared to Abraham actually
今天的许多人对神的爱神的恩典还是模糊不清的
But today many people to the love and the grace of God we are so ambiguous
现在我要请你注意旧约跟新约遥遥相对很美丽的一件事情
I want to see a kind of parallel in the Old Testament and New Testament which is so beautiful
旧约里面有一个人有一个独生子
In the Old Testament there's one man who has only one son
亲生的独生子
And the son that came from him
神要他献上
And God want him to sacrifice
顺服他出献上
You obey him make sacrifice
在新约里面有一位神有一个独生子
In the New Testament we see God who has the only son
不是有人对他说要独生子给我
Not that man would say to him that give me your son
那神自动把他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡
But God took initiative to give His only Son to us, so that all those who believe in Him should not perish, but have eternal life.
当神看见地上有一个人愿意把他的独生子献给上帝的时候
，When God sees that upon the earth there's only one, there's one who want to give His only Son to God,
我们的神心中非常的喜乐
，And God was so joyful.
他心中非常的满足
，He was so satisfied.
因为他知道有人愿意把独生爱子为了他的缘故牺牲。
He knew that there's one who, because of love of Him, was to sacrifice His only Son.
神真的让这个以撒被杀吗
？God, did He really allow Isaac to be killed?
没有
，No.
神用羔羊代替以撒。
God used a lamb to take His place.
这样，上帝在救恩里面给我们看见，有人愿意把独生子献给他，其实真正的。是神把他的独生子赐给我们。
So in salvation, God allowed to see that someone who is willing to offer His only Son to God, but truly He wanted to see that He is prepared to give His only Son to us.
神把独生子赐下来的时候
，When God gave His only Son to us,
就是基督的死与基督的复活解决了人类救赎的问题。
It is the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus who solved our problem of salvation.
基督的死使我们脱离罪的捆绑。
Because of the death, that's why we are liberated from sin.
基督的死担当了我们因罪应当受的审判
Because of his death he took the place whereby we should be judged
基督的死我们打败了撒旦的权柄使我们从魔鬼的手中抢出来
Because of his death that's why the power of Satan is defeated and we have been taken away from the hand of Satan
基督的死使我们脱离了律法的咒诅从永恒的愤怒
Because of his death we are liberated from the curse of the laws
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord 而
基督的复活就使我们可以被称义了
Christ's resurrection causes us to be justified
这样当我们把旧约里面亚伯拉罕的信心讲完之后
So after we're completing talking about the faith of Abraham
我们得到一个结论
we have a conclusion
这就是全本圣经的信仰的总原则
and that becomes the principle of the faith of the whole Bible
一个人对神的信心就当他在基督的救赎的恩典里面领受神的生命的时候才达到真正的果效
it is only in Christ Jesus that we have this faith to receive his salvation well, then it produces results
今天许多人说我信上帝
today a lot of people say I believe in God
我信上帝
I believe in God
上帝说如果你信我你应当接受我的独生子因为只有他为你死以复活你才能被我接受
God said that if you were to believe in me you must receive my Christ Jesus my son Christ Jesus will die from you so that your acceptance can be accepted by me
今天全世界口称信上帝的人可能有 80%
there are many people maybe 80% who confess with their lips that they believe in Jesus
那么如果你问上帝你接受所有自称信你的人吗
if you were to ask God do you receive all these people who confess with their lips
上帝说只有接待我的儿子的人我才接受他
and God will say the only who will receive my son I will receive him
因为这是圣经的总原则
because this is the principle of the Bible
耶稣基督说你们接待我不是接待我那是接待那差我来的上帝
because Jesus said when you receive me you're not receiving me because you receive only the one who sent me
有值的人就有父没有值的人连父也没有
he who have the son also have the father who doesn't have the son do not have the father
耶稣基督又说你在众人面前承认我我就在天父的面前承认你
and also he said if you confess me in the public then before the angel I will receive you
这样对神的信仰被称为义只有在基督的死与复活的救恩上有份的信仰才是神所
赐的 So the faith that can justify us is the faith that we have shared in the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus
我把这些原则讲得清楚之后
So after expounding this principle clearly
我们就进到第五章里面
Then we come to chapter 5
那么罗马书第五章到第八章这是救恩神学全本圣经里面最重要的一些记载
Chapter 5 to chapter 8 is the most important doctrine of redemption in the whole Bible
一个人明白罗马书第五章到第八章
One who understands chapter 5 to 8 of this Romans
他不但经历恩典他可以真正明白神的恩典是怎么样安排的
Don't he experience grace he also how the grace of work God works out
所以从现在开始我们就讲解罗马书第五章
So from now we're going to expound on Romans chapter 5
现在我们再看第一节到第二节
We're going to read verses 1 to 2 of chapter 5
放在我们大家大声开声来读
We shall read together aloud
罗马书第五章第一第二节一二三我们既因信称义就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与上帝相合我们又借着他 因信的进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜的盼望上帝的荣耀。再读一读一次，读完了我要问你几个问题。
One more time, we shall read and ask questions.
所以小心注意的读，一、二、三。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与上帝相合，我们就借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望上帝的荣耀。请问在这里记载几件事情啊？
How many events are being recorded in this place?
在这里记载因信以后，我们有几样的事情呢？
After we have been justified, what are the things that happened to us?
你们再看一下，又回到我。
One more time, you read and then you answer me.
你们常常读圣经是看一看溜过去，就永远不见面了。
Sometimes you read the Bible so swiftly without paying attention.
也还有很多人学习了 fast reading。
You want to have speed reading?
我到现在不需要这个东西。
I never study speed reading.
我不是一个 very speedy reading 的人。
我不是在读很速度的人。
我是一个笨人，慢慢读。
I'm not a slow.
一个字一个字把它这个把它吸收了。
I read word by word and absorb it.
我感觉到感谢上帝。
And I say I want to praise God.
我们可以得到很多的恩典。
That we can receive many graces here.
那些快读的人没有办法明白的。
But those who have speed reading can understand.
好，有几件事在这里啊。
How many things are recorded here?
几件啊？啊？三。
Three.
二。
Two.
五。
Five.
几件啊
？How many?
这就几件事。三件，你们答得很好。
Very good answer.
我相信吉隆坡这一群的人。以后对教会的前途很有帮助。
I believe that you will have big help in the future of the church in Kuala Lumpur.
但是一个条件不可以骄傲就是。
But one condition, you must be proud.
那三件事情呢
？Which three things?
是三件事都是从一件事情出来的。
These three things comes only from one.
那一件事是什么
？What is that?
什么？信。我们刚才把信的总原则提到了。
So just now we mentioned about the principle of faith.
现在我们这些像亚伯拉罕一样对上帝有信心的人
，So we like Abraham who has faith in God.
我们是信耶稣基督。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
上帝叫死人复活，在基督的身上显明的最清楚。
Because God causes the dead to life in upon Jesus Christ so manifest.
那信主耶稣基督以后
，So after we believe in Jesus,
我们就被称义了。
Then we are justified.
称义的真正的印记是什么呢
？And what's the true seal and sign of a
称义之后，我们能够经历的最美的是什么呢
？And what is the best thing that we can experience after justification?
一样
，the first
就是与神和好
，to be reconciled with God。
大家说，与神和好 ，to be reconciled with God。那这一句话呢，是后来保罗的书信里面常常会出现的话。
And this is where Paul will use many times in his epistle.
与神和好
，to be reconciled or to have peace with God.
为什么讲这句话
？What do you mean?
因为我们在罪恶中间的时候，我们是神的仇敌。
Because while we are sinners, we are the enemy of God.
我们在罪恶中间的时候，我们是与神相抵挡的。
And also in sin, we go against God.
我们顶撞神。
We are the one who go against Him.
我们不顺服神。
We are obedient to Him.
我们仇恨神。
We hate God.
我们是神的仇敌。
We are the enemies of God.
一个人与神做仇敌的时候
，If someone with the enemy of God,
他就离开了爱的源头。
Then he leave the source of love.
当一个人与爱的源头一相离的时候
，When a man is separated from the source of love,
他就没有办法过一个爱的生活。
Then he cannot live a life of love.
他们就在憎恨、怨恨、仇恨中间过为恨是恨的这个道路。
It is only in hatred and enmity that they live their life in hatred and enmity.
基督教的 community 跟反基督教的 community 最大不同的社会因素。
And that's the important social factors of Christian community as to those who oppose the Christian community.
共产主义从1917年开始到了1989年衰败。
You know, in communism, starting from 1917, it dies in 1989.
所以不到72年的时间
,less than 72 years,
整个这个伟大的所谓人类的救星的共产主义马上黯然失色了。
And communism who claimed to be the savior of mankind now fell.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为共产主义是用恨做他们的社会行动的出发点。
Because communism used hatred as a starting point of the social act.
在共产社会里面，每一个人都非常猜忌别人对他之间的关系， 到底是什么。
In communist society, whereby they try to guess and to doubt for people's actions to them.
共产党以恨起家，以恨治国，所以呢，他们是用强权、用仇恨来作为人际之间的关系的重要的因素。
So this communism use hatred as a starting point, also use hatred as a principle of the government.
耶稣基督到世界上来不是如此。
But such is not the way Jesus came to the world.
耶稣基督把爱从天上带下来。
That he brought love from heaven to us.
耶稣基督说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此。”认知你们是我的门徒。
And Jesus said, if you love one another, people will know that you are my disciples.
在古希腊的哲学里面有一个思想家叫 Empedocles.
In the Greek philosopher, there's this man called Empedocles.
这个世界只有两个力量产生聚集同分离的作用。
He said, there's only two forces in the world that causes to unite and to be separated.
哪里有爱，哪里就使人聚集。
Wherever there's love, thereby we come together.
哪里有恨，哪里就使人分解。
Wherever there's hatred, thereby we disintegrate.
整个宇宙之间只有这两个力量。
So in the whole universe, there are only two forces.
爱的力量与恨的力量。
The force of love and hatred.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
基督教的团体不是用恨建立我们的社交关系。
We as Christian community do not build our social factor upon hatred.
基督教的团体是用爱来建立我们的社交关系。
But rather we use love to be the establishment of our social factor.
当人类犯罪的时候
，When men sin,
我们都成为上帝的仇敌。
We become the enemy of God.
那么，请你注意，是不是我们与上帝的关系上帝破坏掉的呢
？Is it because our relationship has been broken by God?
不是神破坏关系。
Not God never break relationship.
人与神之间的关系绝对是人主动破坏到，而不是神所破坏的。
The relationship of man with God is man who takes the initiative to break it, not God.
所以呢 ，man took the initiative to break down the relationship between us and God.
乃是人采取主动来去拆毁人与神之间的关系。
为这个缘故，圣经告诉我们。我们就成了上帝的仇敌。
Because of that, the Bible tells us we become the enemy of God.
今天你们做基督徒的都有个经验。
Today, you as a Christian has an experience.
你跟你的朋友谈话。
When you talk with a friend,
你谈社会。
You talk with society.
他笑笑的。
He laughs.
你谈经济。
When you talk economy.
他很顺口跟你谈。
Well, he can answer you.
你谈政治。
When you talk politics.
他很投机。
You can respond.
谈完了以后。
After that.
你一谈耶稣，他马上板起脸孔来。
Talk about Jesus, they turn
their face. 有没
有啊？
你不要讲耶稣。
You don't talk about Jesus.
你一讲耶稣，马上就板起脸孔来。
Because when you talk about Jesus, they are not happy.
到底耶稣得罪我们什么事？
In what way Jesus is wrong against us?
到底耶稣犯了什么错呢？
In what way he is wrong?
有哪一个人在世间活着是超过耶稣的美德呢？
Anyone living in this world, his virtue transcends Jesus.
但这是一件事实证明人是上帝的仇敌。
But this only by fact was proof that man is the enemy of God.
You can talk everything except talking about Jesus.
你可以谈任何东西，但不能够谈到有关耶稣。
谈到耶稣，他马上板起脸孔。
Because you talk about Jesus, they get this.
不必谈，不必谈。
Don't talk.
谈别的可以谈，这个不可以。
Talk about other than him.
你的人的心像撒旦是打开的，向神是关起的。
Because man's heart to Satan is open, but to God is closed.
你请人到跳舞厅很容易。
You ask people to go to the dancing hall, they are happy.
你请人去做礼拜很难。
But take them to the church, they do not want to come.
你请人去找妓女很容易。
Go to the prostitute, they want to go.
你请人去参加布道会很难。
But ask them to come to the evangelism meeting, they don't come.
你请人去一同赚钱，他笑嘻嘻。
You invite them to make money, they will laugh.
你请人去信上帝，他打死你。
But they believe in God, they will punch you.
你叫人去读肮脏的书，他很有兴趣。
You ask them to pornographic books,
你叫人读圣经，马上眯成两条线。
To read the Bible, they refuse.
你看到这个事实了吗
？So such a fact that you see.
为什么做见证这么难呢
？Why is it so difficult to bear testimony?
如果你做见证很容易的话
，If it's easy for you to bear testimony,
一定有毛病在里面。
There may be something wrong.
可能你的方法错了。
Maybe your method is wrong.
可能你的信息错。
Maybe your message is wrong.
如果你传福音马上大家欢迎的话
，If the preacher goes, everybody like it.
可能因为他们怕你，你是老板，不得不听你的话。
Because maybe they're frightened of you because they're boss.
可能你讲的福音乱讲一场，大家感到很好听。
Because you don't preach the right gospel, maybe it is good.
因为我们传真理的时候
，Because when you preach the truth,
十字架就产生了一个令人逃魂的地方出来。
The cross become a place where people hate.
所以这是个绊脚石。
This is a stumbling block.
这是很困难的事情。
This is a difficult thing.
为什么？因为人本来就是上帝的仇敌。
It is because man is the enemy of God.
所以当你把人从上帝的仇敌的身份带到与神和好身份的时候
，So when you bring people's position from hatred of God to the friend of God,
你就发现你根本 没有能力。
So you have no power.
但是保罗说你们的与神和好。
And Paul said you must have peace with God.
这句话从来没有对调过来。
He has never reversed.
圣经从来没有说上帝啊，求你与人和好。
And the Bible never said that God please have peace with man.
没有一个师徒，没有一个传道人。祷告求上帝与人的和好。
No single apostle will pray that God be at peace with man.
为什么呢
？Why？
上帝不需要与人和好。
Because God need not to be at peace with us.
因为上帝从来没有做人的仇敌。
Because He has never been our enemy.
是人做神的仇敌。
It is man who became the enemy of God.
所以神不需要与人和好。
So God doesn't have to be at peace with man.
人需要与神和好。
But man must have peace with God.
解经的时候，这个次序你要明白。
So you must understand the order when you have a biblical interpretation.
次序颠倒的时候，你解经越解越乱。
When you reverse the order, then you may confuse.
只有人与神和好，从来没有神与人和好。
It is only man who is at peace with God, but not God who is at peace with man.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神人之间的关系不是神破坏的，是人破坏的。
Because it is not God who break the relationship of man with God.
那么人怎么样与神和好
？Then how can man be reconciled with God?
是耶稣基督的死。把我们的罪除掉了，使上帝的愤怒不临到我们，我们回到他的面前，可以与神和好。
It is the death of Jesus Christ will remove the sin and also remove the wrath of God, so that we can be reconciled with God.
这是信上帝的第一个果效。
This is the first result of us believing in God.
我们既然因信称义
，Now that we are justified by faith，
我们就与神和好。
Then we are reconciled with God.
这是第一步。
This is the first step.
那么刚才你们说有三件事是吗
？You said three things just now.
第一件是什么呢
？What's the first thing？
与神和好。
Be at peace with God.
第二件是什么呢
？The second.
啊。第二件是什么呢？站在恩典中
，standing on grace。
第三件是什么呢
？The third，
盼望上帝的荣耀
，hope for the glory of God。
我再讲一次，第一次是什么？第一件是什么？与神和好。第二件是什么？站在恩典中。第三件是什么？盼望上帝的荣耀。你知道这是时态上的三个进度吗
？You know that these three things that you say that we want to have a faith, standing in grace, hope. These are three different phases of tenses.
The three tenses in the process of time. 那么这个时态的三个进度什么意思
？So the three tenses in the process of time, what are they?
一个相信上帝的人
，a one who believe in God，
他的过去、现在、将来。与不相信上帝的人是完全不一样的。
His past, his present, his future is different from those who do not believe in God.
一个信上帝的人
，The one who believes in God，
他就从神那里领受了称义的地位。
From God, he received position whereby he's justified.
这个是 justification.
So justification is called.
神称我们为义。
So God justified us.
称为义又怎么样呢
？And after justification, what then?
我们享受一个很特殊的。
We enjoy a very special position.
就是与神和好的地位
We are reconciled with God.
所以这样过去的事情
So what's happened in the past?
完全解决了
Totally resolved.
基督徒与非基督徒不同的地方在
So what's the difference of Christian and non-Christian?
基督徒不再被旧账所追赎
Christian are no more accountable to our old debts.
We are not chased by our old debts. 为什么呢
Why?
因为旧账已经在十字架上耶稣为我们付清楚
Because for all that Christ Jesus has made it clear and took it out for us on the cross
我们过去所犯的罪
What the past that we have seen
我们良心留下的痛苦
And also the pricking coming from our conscience
我们的良心对我们继续不断的控告
And also the prosecution that come to us accusing coming from us
All the accusation of conscience now have been erased by the blood of Jesus Christ
我们所以良心里面控告都被神的宝血所遮盖了
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
这样呢基督徒过去的账基督为我们付清楚
So all the things that passed Christ Jesus paid for us
所以当我们看过去的时候呢
So when we look at the past
我们有个很喜乐的心
It's a heart with joy
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
耶稣为我死了
Jesus died for me
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
我的罪的问题都解决了
My sins have been resolved
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
我的债务付清了
My debt have been paid
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
神的愤怒不临到我身上
God's wrath is no more coming upon me
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
神的审判已经完了
God's judgment having redeemed.
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
我现在与神和好
Now I'm reconciled with God.
所以这是一件事
It's the first.
过去的事
What's in the past?
已经解决了。
It has been resolved.
第一样。
First.
第二样。
The second.
基督徒信上帝的第二样的状况是什么
？And what's the situation of us after we believe in Jesus?
现在在进度中间的状况。
The present state which is in progress.
什么状况呢
？What is that?
We are now standing upon the grace of God.
我们现在站立在神的恩典上面。
站在。上帝的恩典上
standing upon the grace of God
感谢上帝
praise the Lord
我们不是站在一个罪人要受审判的恐惧的里面
we're not standing in a trembling way that whereby we were judged as a sinner
一个非基督徒
a non-Christian
他不知道下一分钟下一秒钟发生什么事情
he doesn't know what will happen in the next minute next second
因为他们不信神他信自己
because he doesn't believe in God he believes in himself
你常常听见这句话对不对
the matter you heard the statement
当你传病的时候
when you preach to them
信念信耶稣
This can be believed.
他说我什么都不信。
I don't believe anything.
啊，比较聪明的说。
Those are more intelligent to say.
I'm a free thinker.
我是自由思想者。
还有一些人说呢。
Someone say.
我信自己。
I believe in myself.
还有一些人说呢。
我 say.
我信祖宗。
I believe my ancestors.
他们不信上帝的人。
They don't believe in God.
他们所说的信的是以自我为中心的。
So they use self-centered as a belief.
最近我对一个人讲话。
Recently I talked to someone.
他说我什么都不信。
He said I don't believe in anything.
只信自己。
Only believe in myself.
我说我才不信你信自己。
I don't believe that you believe in yourself.
他说啊，你说什么
？What are you saying?
我说，你说你信自己，我才不相信你信自己。
You say you believe in yourself. I don't believe that you believe in yourself.
我真的，我只信自己，什么都不信。
I believe in myself. I don't believe in anything else.
我说你不信自己。
I say no, you don't believe in yourself.
我不相信你信自己。
I don't believe that you believe in yourself.
你自己根本没有信自己。
Because you yourself never believe in yourself.
他说你讲什么
？What are you saying?
我讲的话你不相信。
I say you don't believe.
我说我信自己。
I say I believe myself.
我再说我不信你信自己。
I don't believe that you believe in yourself.
你根本没有信自己。
Because you never believe in yourself.
他说大丈夫不靠人不靠墙。
You say I am a man. I do not believe it. I do not depend on anything else.
我说呢大丈夫不靠人不靠墙，生病靠医生，对不对
？I say as a man, you don't believe in everybody, but you are sick. You believe you have to depend on the doctor.
所以哪里你有信自己的？
So how can you say
你病的时候我信自己，我信自己没有的。
When you're sick, you cannot say I still believe myself.
你就去信医生了。
You believe in the doctor.
你困难的时候
，When you're in difficulty,
你就信钱了。
You believe money.
你老的时候
，When you're old,
你信老婆了。
You believe in your wife.
因为你已经不能走了。
You cannot work anymore.
每天的老婆拿饭给你吃。
And every time the wife will feed you.
你哪里会信自己
？How can you believe in yourself?
所以我们绝对不相信有人真正信自己。
So absolutely would not believe that someone will believe in himself.
大家说一二三，我们
绝对不相信。
啊，我也不信你了哈。一二三，我绝对不相信有人信自己。没有人可以信自己。
No one can believe in themselves.
当你把自己当成信仰的对象的时候，你是自我神化。
When you take yourself as an object of belief, you deify yourself.
You deify yourself.
你把自己神化了。
It is impossible.Absolutize yourself.
你把自己决定化了。
It is stupid.
那是很蠢的。
这是很笨的事情。
That's very stupid.
我们被造是为了向神发出信仰。
We are created so they project our faith to God.
因为你对神模糊不清。
Because you're vague in your concept of God.
你对神有许多的曲解。
And many things you misunderstand him.
所以你把自己当作是神。
So you took yourself as God.
好了，你叫人叫你是神。
Did you ask others to call you God?
毛泽东信自己，又要人家信他。
毛泽东 believe in himself, he want others to believe in him too.
现在毛泽东在哪里呢
？Where's Mao Zedong today?
自身难保。
He couldn't keep himself.
他的尸体呢，天天有一些东西掉下来。
Even his cup, every time there's something that drops.
每个礼拜要封一两天，把毛泽东的尸体修修补补，给他像一点样。
So every week they got to close the museum for 1 or 2 days, they want to repair his body.
这是很可怜。
It's something pitiful.
没有人可以信自己。
No one can believe in himself.
人不是神。
Man is not God.
人就是人。
So man is man.
人要信上帝。
Man must believe in God.
那我们信上帝以后呢
？After we believe in God.
过去经验来说
，according to our past experience.
我们的罪的赦免。
Our sin has been forgiven.
我们被称为义了。
We have been justified.
那我们已经与神和好了。
So we reconcile with God.
这是第一样。
That's the first.
第二样
，second.
从现在来说
，from now on.
我们站在恩典的上面。
We stand upon the grace of God.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
我们站在恩典上帝。
We stand upon the grace of God.
不信神的人没有把握每一分钟下一天是什么。
So those who are not believers, they are not certain what can happen in the next minute.
但我们信上帝的人呢
？But we who believe in God,
we are in the good hands of our Creator.
我们在我们创造的手里面保护之下
的恩典成为我们站立的一个基础。
His grace is kind of foundation whereby we can stand.
那你说的我不信主也一样的嘛。
You say, I don't believe it's the same thing with me.
我不信主的比你更健康。
I don't believe in God, but I'm more healthy than you do.
我不信主的我的知识比你更多。
I'm a non-believer, I'm more learned than you do.
我不信主的我功课比你更好。
I'm a non-believer, I have a better assignment than you do.
有没有非基督徒功课比基督徒更好的？有没有啊？
Is there any non-Christian who did better in the assignment as compared to Christians?
有没有无神论的人，他身体比教会的执事长老更健康的？
What are the atheists who are more strong as compared to the elders? Oh, yes.
有没有非基督教的领袖比基督教的领袖打仗更成功的？
Are there non-Christians who fight even better as compared to Christian leaders?
很多这样的领袖。
Yes, many.
那么他们也在恩典中吗？
Are they also in grace?
是吗？你说你有恩典，我有恩典。
You say have grace, I also have grace.
有时候我看基督徒做见证的很好笑。
Sometimes when I see the Christian bad, that's me, it's still laughable.
感谢主医治我。
Praise the Lord, heal me.
所以你要信上帝。
So you must believe in God.
因为他医治我。
Because he healed me.
所以你要信上帝。
So you must believe in God.
他医治我。
He healed me.
你要信上帝。这很奇怪哦。那另外一个人就爬上来了。
And then remember, come say.
我去找大伯公，他医治我，所以你要信伯公。
So I pray to 大伯公，大伯公 also heal me. You must believe in 大伯公。
那要不要啊？佛教徒的好病好了，叫你去信佛教，你要不要啊
？So the Buddhists have been healed by the 大伯公 and they want you to believe in also 大伯公。
你要不要、
啊、you believe or not?
你说我不要，我信耶稣嘛
？You say no, I want to.
我要为主做见证嘛
？With the baptism of the Lord.
那么见证的是上帝医治我，所以你要信上帝。
So you say that God heal me, so you believe in God.
那么他问我，上帝医治你跟我什么关系呢
？So you say that God heal you, what's that to do with me?
上帝如果医治我，我才能信上帝。
If God heal me, then I believe in Him.
不，上帝如果不医治我，我就不是上帝。
If God doesn't heal me, I won't believe in Him.
上帝医你，你信他的。上帝医我，我信他的。
So God heal you, you believe. God heal me, I believe.
上帝医你。
God heal you.
你们基督徒也很多死掉了。
So you Christians also the many who are
dead. 基督徒也都好了。
And some of the non-Christians are healed.
所以你用这样见证的，好像是很好，其实漏洞很多的。
So if you do this way to testify as if it's good, but many loopholes.
所以回到圣经吧。
So we have to come to the back of the Bible.
因为神的道产生的信心才是。
Because God's word produces faith.
信道不是因为从神起来的。
To believe in the faith not coming from miracles.
我不是说神迹不好。
I'm not saying the miracle is no good.
我不是说神不能行神迹。
I'm not saying God cannot perform miracles.
我相信上帝在我们身上行了很多的神迹。
I believe God upon us perform many miracles.
但是这不是构成信仰的真正基础。
But this cannot become the true foundation of faith.
信仰的真正基础是神的话。
The true foundation of faith is the word of God.
那么你说恩典来说呢？
According to grace,
基督徒有没有恩典呢
？Do we have grace?
有
，Christian, yes.
非基督徒有没有恩典呢
？Non-Christian, do they have?
有
，Yes.
如果是这样，非基督徒也有恩典，基督徒有的不够恩典，为什么要信上帝呢
？So the non-Christian the grace, some the Christian have no sufficient grace. Then why do you believe in God?
你需要回到归正神学的总原则来。
So you have to come back to the principle of reform theology.
我们在归正神学里面找到的圣经的总原则是非常非常重要的。
So in the reform theology, we found a very true principle in the Bible.
归正神学把恩典分成两类。
Reform theology divide grace into categories.
第一类叫做普遍恩典。
One is called a common grace.
第二类叫做救赎恩典
The other is saving grace
那么普遍的恩典是赐给谁的呢
Common grace what to whom is given
你们赐给基督徒的
Given to Christians
不是的
No
圣经说也赐给非基督徒的
Also to the non-Christians
所以非基督徒也是上帝造的
So the non-Christian also is created by God
非基督徒的头脑的功用也是上帝赐的
And also their thinking power also is given by God
非基督徒的健康也是神的恩典
The health of non-Christian also is given by God
非基督徒的知识都是从神来的
The knowledge of non-Christian also coming from God
无论基督徒
No matter Christians
无论非基督徒
or non-Christians
我们都领受上帝的恩典
We all receive the grace of God
你用普遍之恩在你身上的运行来叫人要信上帝你的说服力是很弱的
If you use common grace operating upon us to cause others to believe in Jesus weak
为什么呢
Why?
因为许多非基督徒领受的普遍恩典没有少过基督徒
Because a lot of people others are non-Christian receive much of the common grace which is not less than Christians
所以圣经说的上帝叫日头照好人也照坏人
So the Bible says God allowed the sunshine to shine upon the good and the evil
上帝降雨给义人也给恶人
and God give rain to the righteous and the non-righteous too
所以你不奇怪的
so it's not strange
这个世界每一个人都正在享受普遍的恩典
in this world everybody is enjoying the common grace of God
不同的地方在哪
then what's the difference
不同的地方基督徒享受恩典的就感谢上帝非基督徒享受恩典就夸耀自己
And the difference is that Christians, when enjoy the grace, we praise God. But non-Christians, when they enjoy the common grace, they are proud of themselves.
我们感谢上帝。
We praise God.
给我们阳光。
That we have
sunlight. 感谢上帝。
We praise God.
给我们雨水。
That we have rain.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
给我们氧气。
We have the oxygen.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
给我们食物。
We have food.
给我们健康。
We have health.
给我们自由。
We have freedom.
给我们思想。
We have thinking power.
给我们认识许多的知识。
That we can have many knowledge.
我们这个感谢就是对神普遍之间知恩应当有的回应。
All this thanksgiving is the true response to this common grace that comes from God to us.
所以非基督徒也在恩典中。
The non-Christian also is in grace.
但是不同的地方在哪里呢？
The difference is.
这是自然的吗？
This is coming from nature.
本来就是这样吗？
It must be so.
天上没有空气是什么呢？
If there's no oxygen in the air,
没有下雨又怎么样呢？
If there's no rain, what happens?
当然。